Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and it's another day's journey, and we're excited about it. Hallelujah. Today is Word Day, and we thank God, hallelujah, for the prophetic word, for his Rhema word, and of course, hallelujah, the incarnate word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, the word of God is pure, the word of God is true, the word of God is right, and Lord God Almighty, I don't know where I'd be without that word. We're here live with our co-host, hallelujah, Pastor Lawrence London Jr. is with us. Good afternoon, Lawrence.
What's going on, Uncle Shake? How you doing, man?
Oh, my God, in the field doing his will as normal. How about yourself?
Yes, sir. Just seeking his face strongly and intensely, boy, I tell you.
Hallelujah. Seeking the Lord's face, well, you're in the right place. If you're seeking his face, praise God, that's the place to be, in the face of God. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we thank God for each of you that's chiming in, those of you that already have called in and listening via the internet. If you would like to be a part of our live show today, you can call in area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and join us here live here in on the Prophetic Perspectives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Even as I've been going, man of God, I tell you, God is just so good. Praise the Lamb of God on how he's doing things and the way he's doing things. Praise the Lamb of God. If you only knew, hallelujah, that even still, since the gathering, many of us have been under attack. Praise the Lamb of God, by the enemy. But at the same time, let me tell you something. Testimonies are coming forth, praise the Lamb of God, about prophecies given to them about the Word of God, hallelujah, and it is manifesting right before their eyes, praise the Lamb of God. Sitting there last night, hallelujah, I had to go to Flint, Michigan to a memorial service for Bishop Otis Floyd, and I'm up there, praise the Lamb of God, sitting there at the table with the Bishop Myatt and Pastor Saunders and others, and we're sitting there, and my phone buzzed, and I look at my phone, and it's another testimony, praise the Lamb of God, about the gathering and about what God has done and what God is doing in the lives of people. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, when you really consider, hallelujah, your tribulations and your trials, praise God, we magnify them by 1,000 in comparison to the goodness of God and what God has done for us. We are so blessed and honored, praise the Lamb of God, to be in a position, in a posture, praise the Lamb of God, as the recipients of the Word of God and the daily blessings, the bountiful blessing that God bestows upon us daily, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If we would just look around, hallelujah, at the blessings that's around us every day of our lives that somebody else is not enjoying, somebody else is not encountering from the breath of life on, praise God, then your issues will miniature. They will come in to be marginalized in your eyes. If you look at how great your God is, praise the Lamb of God, then your problem would look like a spot, praise the Lamb of God, on an airplane that's 30,000 feet in the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We can marginalize it by the greatness of our God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you look at how great God is, your problems start to shrink. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for his love today and for the peace that he gives me. My people of God, there is a place in God, and I'm going to share this with you before we go into prayer. There is a place in God. Hallelujah. Through your prayer life, through your praise life, through your worship life, there is a place in God that you can go to, hallelujah, that anytime you're nervous, anytime your anxiety hits you, anytime you're upset, the voice of the Lord will speak to you and calm you. Praise the Lamb of God in every situation. We are not utilizing, praise the Lamb of God, the gift of the Holy Ghost and his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. We call him the comforter, but then we don't let him comfort. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. We call him the comforter, but we do not let him comfort us. And we must come in to a greater relationship, praise the Lamb of God, with Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. Hallelujah. It's going to be an awesome show. We can feel that already.
Man, you ain't telling a story. I can just feel
hallelujah.
The comfort of the Lord on this show right now, man.
It's hallelujah. Crazy. What'd you say that line?
Like,
I didn't hear that.
And I called in, and you could just, the presence of the Lord before anything gets started is so strong on the show. Something, I mean, the Lord is really comforting on the show already. It's like I feel his presence. I'm just sitting here in tears because his presence is just strong right here while I'm on this line and in this room.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. The Lord is here. Is with us. The Lord is near us. Praise God. And his love is comfort anybody. Praise the Lamb of God. It is awesome, 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 awesome. Hallelujah. Boy, I wouldn't give nothing. Hallelujah, for my journey right now, as the old people say, I wouldn't give nothing, praise the Lamb of God, for my journey right now. The Lord is just awesome, people of God. His love is so real. His presence is so real. Hallelujah. And once you find that place in him, you start singing. You know, we love this song, praise the Lamb of God. I know it's a song Jocelyn loved that says, he'll never let you go, praise the Lamb of God. But when you really find him right, you'll never let him go. You'll be singing, I'll never let you go, praise the Lamb of God, and not him never letting you go. I will never let go of him, praise the Lamb of God. I will never, praise God, hallelujah, allow myself to get in a place, in a position that I cannot hear God, praise the Lamb of God. I guard the anointing. I guard that, people of God. Hallelujah. If there's anything that should be under high security alert in your life, it's the presence of God in your life. No one's worth it. Praise the Lamb of God. No one's worth that presence. No one. Hallelujah. Nothing. No wealth. No nothing is worth the presence of God operating in your life. Praise God. And you want that, you want that, you want it, cherish it, praise the Lamb of God. As Lawrence was talking about yesterday, that pearl or that jewel that you find in that field, praise the Lamb of God. And you go sell all you have so that you can have it, praise God, hallelujah. So now it becomes your prized possession, but you can always lose it, praise the Lamb of God. You can lose. Hallelujah. You can lose it. Praise God. Anything that you possess, you can lose it.
Amen.
So make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are in a place, hallelujah, that you say, you know what? What I found is too precious to lose. So I'm going to guard my anointing. I'm going to guard this presence. I'm going to guard this relationship. And then I'm going to foster it, nurture it, until it develops into full maximum, praise the Lamb of God, potential, hallelujah, of a relationship with the Father. I tell you, people, there's nothing like it. You can't find nothing like it, and you're not going to find anything else like it. The love of Jesus Christ is the best love, hallelujah, in the entire world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, hallelujah. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. It's prayer time, it's prayer time, it's prayer time, and we're going before the throne of God today, hallelujah, to make sure that we invoke and invite, although Pastor London and I have already prayed together today for the show, praise the Lamb of God, we want to pray publicly here with you all, praise the Lamb of God. Do we have a volunteer prayer today? I wonder, is there someone who would like to lead us in prayer? If so, you can push 1 on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, right now, and lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. If not, praise God, we will do the praying. Hallelujah. If there's any special prayer requests today, hallelujah, we are here, praise God, to listen to your prayer requests today and to encourage you in the Lord. Praise God. Please push 1 on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. We're looking to those who are sick and shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a caller there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe this is Bertha. Bertha?
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
I am blessed of the Lord. Highly favored. Bertha, you called me last night, and I was up in Flint at that round table discussion and couldn't get that call. I am so sorry about that. And then it was too late to call you back. Well, I felt it was too late. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, sorry, Pastor. That was a missed call.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bertha, you going to pray for us or you have a prayer request?
No, I was going to pray.
Right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're looking, praise God, hallelujah, on the page, and those on the page, praise the Lamb of God. We've been praying for Jennifer and the loss of her grandmother, praise God, hallelujah, and many others whose prayer requests have been laid out on the page. We're looking to those in convalescent home and prisons, praise the Lamb of God, those that's weak in this hour, those that's bereaved and going into depression. Our dear daughter down in California there, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for Annie, Marie, George down in California, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praying for all of those who are reaching out to God in a special way, those of you that's trying your best to press into the presence of God and you just can't get there, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you today that the Lord will open up a portal in your spirit to give you that breakthrough that you need to get you there. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, sweetheart, lead us to the throne of grace now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. We come with hearts of repentance, O God, so that you can wash us and cleanse us in your blood, so that we'll have access to come before your throne of grace and mercy on this day, petitioning for your people as we stand in the gap interceding for them. In the precious name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you. We adore you.
Yes,
we
God.
Magnify you. We reference you. We honor you, and we bless your name just because of who you are. Because of who you are is because of who we are. Father, we are nothing without you. Father God, without you in our lives, we are like ships that without a sail, being tossed to and fro on a sea. But God, we thank you that you send your Son, Christ Jesus, to redeem us in his precious blood back to you. And for that, God, we say thank you. For there is no greater love than the
Hallelujah.
Love of a man that will lay down his life for a friend. And God, we thank you for that love. We thank you for the blood covenant that we have and the blood covenant that we have with you through your Son, Christ Jesus. Father God, we lift up all of those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies with infirmities. God, whatever the condition might be, Father God, you said in your word that with your stripes we are healed. And God, we ask you to heal those right now. Release your healing blood upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are a comforter. You are a peace in the midst of the storm. Father God, in the midst of sorrow, you are yet our peace and our joy. We lift up every bereaved family right now before you, oh God. Be a comforter to them, oh God. Peace, oh God. And oh God, we ask you to come to families and those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, speak a word to them right now. That transformation will take place in their lives. Oh God, they tell you that you are their only hope and they'll surrender their lives to you. Father God, you came to set the captive free. And oh God, we ask you right now to break the chains and bondages and shackles, addiction that have captured your people. God, we lift up the body of Christ before you. God, let the new order continue to take place. Father God, open the hearts and the minds of your people to receive the shift in the atmosphere.
God,
yes, God. Yes, God. God, to walk holy and upright before you. Lord God, let it be in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every apostle, pastor, preacher, teacher, evangelist of your powerful ministry, that you'll cover them in your blood, oh God. Every assignment that has been set against them will be canceled and bow down to the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you today. We just ask you to release your consuming fire upon the men of God that you have placed on this radio show to teach your word, oh God. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon them right now. Teaching, that God's word will come forth. We'll have ears to hear, hearts to receive what you have said to your God, let your light shine in us. Pray, oh God, that we'll be watchmen on the tower, oh God, to bring them in back to you. God, you commissioned us to bring the souls of the lost back. That's what the command was. Repentance, oh God. Give them up to repent, oh God, and to come back to you. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and for all that you're going to do. I'm ready to pull many of people. We release your name, God. Bring our sons and daughters. Oh, God, bring them back to you, God. Be peace, oh, God. Peace, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, every tormenting spirit, we cancel it, oh, God. Every spirit of oppression, we cancel it, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord. And we give you honor and all the praise for the work is already being done. And we thank you, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my shame under your seat. Glory to the name Jesus. Glory to the name Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, shake under your seat, under your son. Oh, shake under your seat. Oh, under your cross, shake under your son, under your feet. Mercy, oh, call me under the sun, oh, mercy. Oh, Jesus, have mercy, Lord.
No.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Glory to the name of Jesus. Mercy, under your sun, oh, yeah, yeah, under the sun. Oh, yeah, under your sun. Oh, yes, she come on, yeah, baby.
No. Into a place of worship.
Just
for a few minutes, enter into that place of worship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to do something today. I feel it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I feel God today. Hallelujah to the Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, take us to that place, oh God. Oh, let us dwell with you, God. Let us dwell with you, oh God. Oh, let us dwell with you, 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 God.
My God in heaven, I tell you, people of God, the Lord is here. The Lord is here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got a caller. Area code 504. Caller. Hello? Area code 504. Area code 504, you calling in? No? Guess they're having some kind of difficulty. All right. They're called back. Hallelujah. See? Them back on hold. Praise God. And they can call back in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, what a wonderful move of God. Thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God, daughter. Hallelujah. You led us there. My goodness, the president was just here already. Lord, just waiting on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your glory today. Your presence is rich, Father. We give you the preeminence. Hallelujah. You're King of Kings today. Just do what you want to do with us. Hallelujah. We're your servants. We're your children. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah for the fire. Hallelujah, man of God. Hallelujah. I was thinking last night. I was considering, praise God, all of the prophecies and what have you that have gone forth. Praise God, and how powerful God has united a team. Praise the Lamb of God and put us together. Hallelujah. All of our administrators, I mean, Jocelyn is an accurate prophetess, praise God, who brings God's word forth with power. Praise God. We have others that's on the page. Praise the Lamb of God that Ava Valerie and Amanda and many others, Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, Lisa, I'm just telling you, man, Maganese, praise God, all of them are just so many people that God has united and brought together to release his word, praise the Lamb of God, until, you know, we are saturated in the word of God. And I just think, praise God, sometimes, people of God, that we don't take serious the prophecies and stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that come forth. It's like being fed good food all the time, and you take for granted, praise the Lamb of God, that this person is going through what they're going through to cook for you. And I'm not talking about the people of God, hallelujah, such as myself and Joshua and others. I'm talking about, praise the Lamb of God, what God is giving us. And when God gives you a word, praise the Lamb of God, that word should be rehearsed in your heart and in your mind, praise the Lamb of God, and in your prayer life so that it can mature, praise the Lamb of God, can come birth forth. And I think many times we take that for granted, praise the Lamb of God, and do not inquire of the Lord concerning the prophetic words that we get, praise God, and we just say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I receive that. And then you forget about it. You just go about your business as though God did not speak to you. This could be insulting to the Holy Spirit. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. This could be an insult and a way of grieving the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure when you receive prophetic utterances, that you pray over them. Praise the Lamb of God. We're talking about praying. We're talking about a healthy and wholesome prayer life. And then we're talking about, praise the Lamb of God, things that we need to pray about, praise God, that we might see our prayers prevail. Praise the Lord. That we might see, our prayers prevailing, praise God, meaning that they're coming into fruition. And we want to make sure, people of God, that you are one of those that's a recipient of the signs and wonders and miracles in this season. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But if you're not paying attention to what God is saying, you're going to miss what God is doing. Hallelujah. If you're not paying attention to what he's saying, you're going to miss what he's doing. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're just going to miss it. Praise God. And I don't want you to miss it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I want you to be a direct recipient of what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lord. Because so many of us are experiencing God, and so many others, praise God, are not experiencing God. Hallelujah. I want you to experience God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. I want you to get God on that level. I want you to get God, praise the Lamb of God, and embrace him and hold on to him, and don't let him go. Praise the Lamb of God. Every day of your life, I want you in that prayer closet. Every day of your life, I want you in his face. Every day of your life, I want you chiming in to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, in our teaching yesterday, as we went off, we were talking about forgiveness. Praise the Lamb of God. That's an awesome place. Praise the Lamb of God in prayer. Hallelujah. That's an awesome place in prayer. Praise the Lord, that we must discuss before we can move on. Praise God. Maybe we'll get to that other place tomorrow, maybe on the backside of the show that I'm really trying to take you all to. Praise the Lamb of God, and that is the diligent seekers. Praise God. The worship aspect of prayer is so vital, people of God. Hallelujah. To the release and the move of God, the worship aspect is so vital to the release and the move of God. And I want to just talk to you all about that today, just a little bit, so that you can be on point with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, I tell you, people of God, God gives you so much. Hallelujah. And it shows forth the favor of God on your lives when just continuous revelation of his word comes. Praise the Lamb of God, that when prophetic utterances come in the measure that it does, that's just so much. Praise the Lamb of God, that we as a people of God can reap from God, and that we should pay close attention to, so that we can get from God what God has for us. My goodness gracious, people of God, I am excited about God. I need you to look at, praise the Lamb of God, I believe that it's John the fourth chapter, Lawrence, the Lord Jesus is having a conversation with the woman at the well. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe it's John 4, yeah, there, praise the Lamb of God. And while he's having this conversation with her, praise the Lamb of God, he looks, and this woman is taking him through all of these hooplas, praise the Lamb of God, if you would, making Jesus jump through hoops concerning her life, you know, the woman at the well with the five husbands. But then they get to a point, praise the Lamb of God, and they start talking about worship, praise the Lamb of God. They start talking about worship. And while they're talking about worship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Jesus tells her, praise the Lamb of God, since she's concerned about where to worship, the place of worship, this, that, and another. Jesus tells her that the Father is looking for a people, praise the Lamb of God, that will worship him, watch this now, in spirit and in truth, praise the Lamb of God. Now, some people take that as a church service, hallelujah. Some people take that, you know, oh, yeah, that's it. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth, blah, 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 blah. And we'll get in church and we'll try to worship and praise and all of that, blah, 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 blah. And that's all fine. Praise the Lamb of God. But one of the greatest places of prayer, people of God, praise of worship, is in your prayer life. One of the greatest, listen to me again, places of worship is in your prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's during your prayer time. It's during the prayer event. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's when true worship can really, really take place. Praise the Lamb of God. That's when true worship can really take place. Mm-hmm. It's there. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that there is some components of true worship, some things that should be birthed out of true worship. Number one, we must understand, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor London, that worship, true worship is, in fact, a sacred event. Praise the Lamb of God. It is a sacred event. It is a sacred exercise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And it must be done in a holy way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And it must be done in purity of heart. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And what is really worship is, you know, and I heard Bishop Rogers say this. I heard him say that worship is, true worship is, when you're telling God what God already knows about himself. When you're worshiping God and you're adoring God for who he is, praise the Lamb of God, and what he is, praise the Lamb of God. When you're worshiping God and you're calling out the compound names of God, such as the El Shaddai, hallelujah. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Elohim, praise the Lamb of God. And you're doing that in an intimate way, praise the Lamb. People of God, I'm telling you now, hallelujah. This is what worship is. Worship is an intimate time with God, praise the Lamb of God. True worship breeds intimacy. It breeds. Now, watch this now, Lawrence, because when we get into this, a lot of us miss it because we cannot maintain, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, this intimate level, praise God. Neither do we know how to, for the lack of a better term, coerce, praise the Lamb of God, true worship, into another level, another degree, praise the Lamb of God, that it intensifies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, you, just like today, you notice, praise God, you know, instead of normally we cut off right at the end of the song of prayer and, you know, we relax in and we get back into, but there's a degree you can go to, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer if you just worship God, praise the Lamb. After you have poured your heart out, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, there should be a level of worship just for God listening to you. See, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. That's sacred and holy. Just for God listen. If you know he hear you, then there's got to be a level of thanksgiving and a level of adoration. Praise the Lamb of God that comes together, hallelujah, and you're adoring God. Now watch this. I'm going to give you something that's key for me in my worship time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, these nuggets of truth I'm giving you, my goodness gracious. Praise God. Lawrence, I should be charging my $1,000 a pop for it. Hallelujah. I mean, this dynamic stuff here. Praise the Lamb of God. But one of the things I do is, watch this, Lawrence. The area, I feel the Holy Ghost coming over me when I'm telling you. I feel the presence of God, and hallelujah. The area, thank you, Father. Glory to your name, hallelujah. The area that I need God in, I identify one of the names of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, and I worship him in that name. And I don't know if I'm saying that right, Lawrence.
Yes, you are. You are.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bertha's still with us too, right? Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm saying, if in fact, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, watch the Lamb of God, if I'm asking God for provision and that is my prayer, then when I go into worship, the worship portion, praise God, I'm worshiping him as Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Not all over the place. I'm loving on my Father. Yeah. Are y'all with me? The Lamb of God. Now watch this. Watch this. Don't shout. Don't shout yet. Praise the Lamb of God. When I worship him as Jehovah Jireh, I attach Jesus' name at the end of it. I call him Jehovah Jireh Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
y'all not with me on that. I'll say.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. I'm out here in the water in the boat by myself. Lars, are you on the boat with me? Man.
I'm on the boat with you.
I need somebody to be on this boat with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just worship him as Jehovah Jireh Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he is the Lord, my provider, but I can't get nothing from the provider unless I do it in Jesus' name.
Oh.
Come on, let me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So knowing that the Father and the Son is one marries this together for me in my worship time. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I just blessed somebody's worship. Praise the Lamb of God. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
This sacred time is very, very important in your prayer event, praise the Lamb, as I call it, your prayer event, in true worship, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That anywhere, any time, hallelujah, you can be sitting. Praise the Lamb, because worship is so intimate. Praise God. Watch this. Okay. Now, I got to mess with y'all just a little bit here. Praise the Lamb of God, because I show you stuff in the natural so you can understand it in the spiritual. Let me say it again. I show you stuff in the natural so you can understand it in the spiritual. Praise God. Now, maybe you ain't never had this happen to you before, but I have had, a girlfriend relationship, a wife relationship, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this, Lawrence, that our intimacy, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm not talking about sex, people of God. Hallelujah. Get out of your head. That's your dirty mind, not mine. Praise the Lamb of God. Look, our intimate relationship was so intense and so real, praise God, until we could be sitting in public holding hands, sitting there in the movies, watching the movies, but every now and then we would have to turn and look at each other because we were feeling the vibes.
Yeah.
Without saying a word. Hallelujah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, praise the Lamb of God, the level of intensity you want to get with God is that no matter where you are, you can enter into worship. Praise the Lamb of God with nobody knowing. Hallelujah. Why that smile is on your face. Hallelujah. I hope I'm helping. Praise the Lamb of God, because you can worship God at any time. You can worship God without saying a word because it's so intimate. It's internalized. Praise the Lamb of God. It's radiating through your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, and not necessarily through your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be done
Amen.
In silence. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Worship be done in silence. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of the level of intimacy, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you have with God is so intimate. And I tell you this, you have to be careful because, hallelujah, he'll embrace you right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Embrace you right there where you're at your desk or wherever. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you'll start goosing all over and something start happening to you right there that you can't explain. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if you don't be careful, hallelujah, and manage that intimacy out in a tongue right there. So I'm just saying, praise the Lamb of God. You have to be able to handle, praise the Lamb of God, what God, you know, will download on you and to you by his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, in his presence because of that level of intimacy. The private intimacy is the best, though. Okay, with nobody, when you're by yourself, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, somebody lit up the phone, praise the Lamb. I just turned my head and it went out. Praise God. If you need, you can push one again. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord if you want to speak, pray and join the conversation. So that's sacred. Praise the Lamb of God. It can be done in silence. Praise the Lamb of God. Right? Hallelujah. When it's true worship. Hallelujah. When it's true worship, the real deal worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lawrence, you want to say something? You want to jump?
Yes, I do.
if I quit?
Oh, yes. I'm just thinking about the things that hinder that. And you, while you're talking about it, it's like you really have to break away from your traditions and your ritualism to understand that true worship. And I think we all have to break out of that a lot of times, and that's what hinders that true worship. And just like you said today, like if we stick to the way the show is supposed to go, you know, we wouldn't have took a turn to that true worship. But, man, it is nothing like that intimate time where you just be, oh, God, I'm feeling it right now. That's why I'm so quiet.
Yes.
As soon as we start talking on the show, I felt that very presence of that sweet, intimate touch from God, that I was in tears. And I was like, wow, the Lord is already here. I mean, and when you connect like that, it's nothing like it. It takes, like you said, you might break out, and you might be standing in the line and break out in tears, you know, because you just connected with them so much. You might break out in a time. It's like it's more real than anything in the world, more real than anything on this earth. Nothing like it, man.
You recognize that your worship is sacred, praise the Lamb of God, right? And that that in the worship event, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you're serious, praise the Lamb of God. It's sincere. It's sincere worship, praise the Lamb of God, because you got to worship him in spirit and in truth, praise the Lamb of God. All right, we got a caller, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, caller, Erica 985, your mic is hot.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Margie.
Hi, Margie, how you doing, daughter?
I'm doing
Hi, Margie.
Great.
Hey, Margie.
Hi there, Pastor London.
Oh,
I came in hearing you talk about intimacy and being in a place sometimes with God where you can be in the midst of a crowd.
Yeah.
And he takes you into his arms and like it's you and him. That happened Sunday. I had not experienced it. And when I heard Pastor doing something else, and I asked my husband, I said, oh, did we pick up a collection? And he said, where have you been? And I said, in God's arms.
My goodness.
There, because I had been praying for a relief and a relief from pressure, thinking that I was doing, he said, don't apologize for the attitudes of others again. He said, you did what you were supposed to do. You followed orders. He said, and when you said, because it offended, I cannot apologize because it was God said for me to do, I didn't want to offend you. I love you. God loves you more than I do. It was something he wanted you to hear. But because it offended you, I won't speak again on that subject. And God told me, don't apologize again. And I was sitting in church and going, well, did I do right, God? I'm so sorry. I didn't want to wound your sheep. I didn't want to. He said, don't apologize. And then I didn't even know I was in the service. I was at the altar and didn't even know I was in the service because I was pleading the blood of Jesus over the life of the person that had accused me. And I said, Lord, I forgive. I'm on the cross right now like Jesus.
Sure.
I have to forgive, and then God forgive me. In the church service, he had taken me to a whole nother realm to let me know that Jesus offended people doing good. He offended people doing good, healing, and it offended others. He said, so if you're going to walk with an anointing for healing like Jesus had, you're going to offend.
Yeah.
You're going to offend, but you're going to have to be like him and be silent. I come on and I hear you talk about that intimate place that I do spend time with him, talking with him, and when I go to church, I'll go to worship, I'll go to gathering, go to prayer, I'm already with him.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm already with him, and sometimes he has to take me in another place, in the midst of the crowd.
True worship and in spirit and in truth, as we're talking here, will break protocol.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will break through the norm of things, praise the Lord. Just as London was calling before you chimed in, praise the Lamb of God, you know, that the shift will come. We weren't even, this wasn't even our plan to talk about this today, praise the Lamb of God, but it just so happened that this is the way the Spirit, and thank God, I praise God every day because I'm sensitive to his move and how the Spirit, I can discern where the Spirit is going, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm learning this more and more to ride on his wave instead of try to create one, praise God. See, what happens a lot of times when we're in worship service, I'm just going to tell you all the truth, and some of you all know this already, I know, when you're around, that's why I said that worship is so powerful when you can be intimate with God alone, praise the Lamb of God. But when you're in worship services and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of times there's a conductor or a facilitator of the service, and they want the service to go the way they want it to go and not the way the Holy Spirit is going.
Speak to my heart, sir.
Yeah, and that's the honest God truth. Sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because of our agenda and what we want to take place, praise the Lamb of God, we're insensitive to what God wants to do, what God wants to do by his Spirit. I believe this a lot of, praise the Lamb of God, causes a whole lot of stuff not to happen. It brings me back, the Holy Spirit brings back to my mind the passages of Scripture there in Luke, praise God, where the four come with their friend and they tear up the roof to let him down into the presence of God. But the way the text started off is saying that Jesus was in the house and the Pharisees and all of the doctors and stuff were there and lawyers and what have you, all these professional people were there. And it says, and the power of God was there to heal them all, but only one man got healed.
Because
those on the outside tapped into the healing presence, and those on the inside missed it.
My God.
You know, disruption of service, and the other guys had tapped in that, hey, it's, man, I can feel the power out here. We got to get them in there. The people on the inside were so busy critiquing, analyzing, and checking out Jesus' every move until they missed the Holy Spirit.
My God.
Guys on the outside saying, we got to get him in there, man. There's power in this house to heal, but they couldn't get in, so they went on the roof and got him in there. The Bible says that the power of the Lord was there to heal them all, but only one man got healed.
Oh, my Lord.
Well,
I just want to bear witness to what Margie said on last Sunday. Intercessory prayer was not, it was so unusual. And we have a prayer that we normally do in intercessory prayer, but God shifted the whole atmosphere. And he told me to read three prayers of the prophets. And I did that because God already knew what needed to take place in that sanctuary. And that was some chains and bondages being broken. And those were the prayers of the prophets that I read. God told me to read. And the power of God, it just moved. But as I was sitting in the service afterwards and pastor was preaching, I could not tell you what she preached on. And the only thing brought me down was the intercessor was sitting behind me as she touched me. And she said, come over there down. It's like my body was there, but my spirit was somewhere else. It's like God was embracing and loving me and appreciating me for walking in obedience to what he has said to do.
Amen.
So
I can sense the fact of that, Margie. I would go to service. I'm like, oh, my God, this is why I'm over here just bubbling over. I'm like, I am not the only one experiencing this. This is a new thing for me to walk in total obedience to what God says when he said do it, because normally I would just, no, I'm not going to do that. But as the prophet said, the Holy Spirit can break protocol when nobody else can.
True. But let me say this, and then we got some more callers coming in. 248, I see you. Lily, I see you. We have to be concerned with when it comes down to protocol and stuff, because I don't want people to get this wrong. Protocol is good, But the protocol person need to have the Holy Ghost.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hello, Light
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. We have become too military with the word protocol. The protocol
yes.
is a spiritual protocol. Spiritual protocol.
Ooh.
In other words, first thing about a person who is so elected to handle protocol must be that you have the spirit of discernment. That you can discern the house. Whoever facilitating the program must be someone who can discern the spirit of God and where God is trying to take the spirit, take the house or take the people without all of this stagnation that comes over our worship experiences that results nothingness. We just gather. We sung. We clapped our hands, we heard a word, and then we left.
Jesus.
Because we're not sensitive to where the Holy Spirit is moving.
Glory to God.
Uncle Tick.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, it appears that that's one of the most important yokes to break, to have your discernment and to walk in true intimacy, and that's to break the yoke of that ritualistic or that military ritualistic, idea we have of worship. I mean, worship begins outside of the house, in our own personal house, our bodies itself. You know, it's really, I believe that's one of the people with the ladies who met Jesus. He talk about where we worship on mountains and they worship in, you worship in Jerusalem. And Jesus said, man, there's a time where you won't have to worship either in these mountains or in Jerusalem, but true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth.
That's right,
God,
and that's because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy
yeah.
Spirit inside of us, Lawrence,
yeah.
praise the Lamb of
yeah.
God, causes us to have the ability to worship anywhere, at any time, in any place, under any condition.
Amen.
We can worship. We don't need no mountains. We don't need a geographical location.
No.
Praise the Lamb of God. We don't need a gathering. We can worship by ourselves.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
By the time we get together, that should, worship should be more, so much more intense, and the power should be much more intense because the worshipers have come together in power, so the power is increased. The power is increased.
Hallelujah.
There's a green. Praise of God.
Jesus.
There's a touching and agreeing, praise the Lamb of God, and we should be able then, as Lawrence is saying, praise the Lamb, to generate way more power, praise the Lamb of God, than we ever have. Let's open another mic. Eric code 248.
Eric code 248-875. Your mic is hot. Must have stepped away for a second.
All right. Then they can call back in. Let's see. Well, Lily.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. speaking of worship, I personally prefer intimate worship, worshiping by myself. I don't have a problem with corporate worship, but there's something about just being alone and being with God and just being able to worship him. Funny story, young lady was drawing my blood, and she asked me, she was like, oh, it's just going to be a little stick. And at that point, I was just thinking of my circumstances and the syndrome that I'm dealing with, and all I could think of was, thank God I'm alive. Thank God I'm still healthy. And she thinking a needle prick is going to be anything. Next thing I know, I just started, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, real loud. And I scared the mess out of her because she wasn't expecting it. But that's what intimacy does. It just comes out at the least expected moments. You're not planning it, but it does something to your atmosphere. It changes your mind, changes your whole attitude. To me, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to explain it. All I know is I prefer intimate worship more so than corporate worship.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. I you know, it shouldn't be that way, though, Lily. We really should desire the corporate worship more, but because of all the spirits that people,
yeah,
I think Margie said it best, praise the Lamb of God. Let me give you all the next point, praise God, and then you'll see it clear, praise the Lamb of God. The next point that I wanted to make, praise the Lamb, the sincerity and that what I was dealing with, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is that worship is a single event. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, is up to the individual. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can be all together, and I can go there. I can get in the presence of God anywhere with anybody. The devil can be sitting next to me, and I get in the presence of God. I don't care. I know how to go there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a single event. However, praise the Lamb of God. As Marjorie has said, she said that in her going to church or going to the place of worship, she had already prefabbed herself. See, this is where the believer messes up at every Sunday morning, Wednesday nights, choir rehearsals, everything. We come in from work, throw our bag down, grab some food, blah, 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 jump in the car. We've been with all these spirits on the job, and we carry all that to the church. We do
Amen.
It on the morning. We jump up. Oh, my God, I'm almost late for church. Let me get in here. Oh, what I'm going to wear. And we go through all this kind of hoopla. We got to slap the baby upside the head and all this kind of stuff. And by the time we get to the church, now we want some hocus pocus, osmosis, spiritual encounter that's going to take all of this off of us. The purpose of us coming to the temple is to worship God, not to get worshiped.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
But
praise
you know
the
what,
Lamb of God. When Israel go into the temple, they are not going in there to get nothing from God. They're going in there to give their worship and homage and their sacrifices to God. We go with
Amen.
The wrong attitude. I didn't get nothing out of church today. You didn't give nothing to the church today.
Mm. All right, all right.
So when your spirit man is open to worship,
Ooh.
Praise the Lamb of God, then you become a conducive for revelation. You become the Lamb of God, a conducive for the power of God to come down in you and do something. Praise
Ooh.
The Lamb of God.
Preach, prophet.
Oh, Jesus.
Our problem is we come to the church jacked up and want to act like that the pastor or the minister or the prophet is some kind of doctor that's supposed to work on us all while service going on. Hit the door.
Hey,
you came in wrong. You came in here wrong.
My Lord.
Ooh,
my
glory.
My
Jesus.
Lord.
You just want to be one of them guys who walk off the street, sit in the back, and wait the service over, and then come up front and ask for some money. That's all he came. He didn't come for a spiritual experience. He came for a handout. Many of us go to church with the same attitude. Oh, I'm going to get my blessing. I'm going to get my blessing. You're supposed to be going to bless the Lord.
My Lord,
glory
to God. Hallelujah.
I need to be talking to the entire Christendom today, and I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Because,
Jesus.
You know, when you don't have the, when you have not sought the kingdom and his righteousness or his right way, you come to God any kind of way. I'm just feeling, and then you got other Christians that, I ain't feeling like going to church. I just go stay home and have my own pity party and all of this kind of stuff because you're not a worshiper. Because worship will lift the heavy burden.
Yes, it will.
True
yes,
worship will drape you in a garment of praise.
It'll
put the oil of joy on you if you go in there and worship.
Yes,
praise the
Lord,
Lamb of
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. The oil of joy will come on you. That depression will leave you.
Hallelujah.
You're depressed. You want to be depressed. You're depressed because you're a mess anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. And you don't understand the God that you serve. The word depression is not in the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's a scientific name that's been orchestrated for a demon of sorrow.
Yes, it is. Oh,
my name is sorrow.
Like
Lord God. Praise the Lamb of God. God has taken away my sorrow. He has borne my grief. Don't make a lie out of the word of God. He has borne my grief. He has taken away my sorrow. I don't grieve like the world.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not ever going into depression again. Ain't nobody going to depress me. This joy I have, I don't like me. You don't like me. I understand. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Some of us like that. We want to sit around and get sympathy and all of that. But I ain't looking for no sympathy. I'm looking for a spiritual experience. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm looking for the power of God. I'm not looking for sympathy.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus. I sympathize with you. Ain't nowhere in the Bible where it say Jesus sympathized. Hello. Y'all don't like me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
to come into a place of maturity. Saints of God, it's time for us to grow up.
Oh, Jesus.
Take your papa off and let's go. It's time to grow up.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Oh, God,
Jesus.
Throw your bottle down. Get that pacifier out your mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. And throw your security blanket to the side. And come on in here. And let's praise and worship God the way we're supposed.
Hallelujah.
We got all these codependent believers that's codependent on depression and sorrow to make like the move. That ain't no spiritual move. That's foolishness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all didn't see you. You know,
no, that's good, Prophet. That's good. That's good.
Put the prophet when I've been in my prayer. Don't mess with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't do it, because, you know, hallelujah, I could throw a fit about everything that has ever happened to me in life, or I can praise God for taking me through it.
Yes,
now, which one would you rather do?
I choose to
go on a tantrum about divorce and separations and all that mess. Hallelujah. I'm praising God. Alive another day. I have another chance to get it right. I have another chance to move forward. I got another opportunity, praise the Lamb of God, with his power working in me to do something magnificent for him that's going to give him glory.
Hallelujah.
Got time to dwell on all that every day, every night, all afternoon, entertaining sorrow and mess up and somebody else's junk. Go to hell. Go to hell. Y'all going to make me go there. Leave me alone.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I got
Jesus.
Another caller here. Lily, are you home yet, girl?
No, I'm hoping. It looks like I'm going home today. So just got to wait for the doctor to come back and confirm it.
Okay. Well,
praise
God. We're keeping you lifted. Praise God. Erico 708, you call her. Erico 708.
Good afternoon, Prophet Shakespeare, Pastor London, and ladies on the panel. How are you?
We're blessed of the Lord.
I got two statements to make. I said, Prophet Shakespeare, you off the chain today.
Yes.
I am enjoying you this afternoon. You is off the hook.
Who is this?
This is Sandra.
Oh, okay, Sandra. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just telling it like a TIST is up in here. Because it's time for us to move. God wants to move us to another dimension of spirituality and revelation, praise the Lamb of God, that we can make applicable to our lives, you know, and apply to our situations and circumstances. But we're never going to get there, praise the Lamb of God, if we don't know how to pray and worship. If we don't know how to come into the presence of God, His way, praise the Lamb of God, and pray about the things God is concerned about. Ooh, hallelujah. Man. We always throwing a bill up, oh, Lord, please, Lord, I need my rent money, Jesus, Lord, and this, that, and that. Lord said, I told you, if you seek the kingdom, I'll give you all of that.
Amen.
How come you didn't read that passage of scripture?
Amen.
You didn't believe it? So you didn't seek me, so now you're asking me for something that's tied to your seeking. If you didn't seek the kingdom, you're not supposed to get this.
Hallelujah. God.
Like me. I don't like me. I tell you the truth today.
You
know, praise the Lamb of God. You haven't sought the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these other things don't supposed to be added to you.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. You are living outside the perimeter, praise the Lamb of God, of your blessings. See, when I read that passage of scripture, I said, I'm never going to go without again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Get low, but that meal, that is going to be a miracle in the meal barrel.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. It's going to have to be a miracle in the meal barrel, because I'm going to seek your kingdom, and I'm going to seek your righteousness. Hallelujah. Therefore, I am never have to worry about what I'm going to wear. I ain't going to never have to worry about where I'm going to live, and I'm never going to have to worry about what I'm going to eat. Them three things is the absolute automatic benefit for those of us who are in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you're on the periphery of the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, then that it doesn't apply to you.
Hallelujah.
Well, the will of God and the righteousness for your life, that's not my fault.
Glory to God.
Because you are chasing waterfalls.
Jesus.
You are chasing waterfalls. You chasing dreams. You chasing your imagination. Praise the Lord. When all the time God is here for you to seek His face, listen to Him, get instructions and directions, and follow God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So a lot of us, including me, I had to go around in some circles in the wilderness for a while. I said, but I can't stay out here 40 years. That's too long.
Yes, I know that's right.
I got to get this right. 40 years. My life will almost be over if it takes me 40 years. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I didn't find them until I was 20 and 40, that's 60 years. I can't stay out in the wilderness that long. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord, I'm going to stay in the mount on my face until you give me directions, and I'm going to follow them. Because I'm trying to get to the promised place. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
the Lamb of God. Woo. Lord, y'all done messed me today.
And
praise the Lamb of God.
To treat the Holy Spirit as though it's like the Social Security system. You know, God does have a spiritual disability benefit plan.
Yeah.
We want to go to Him and put in an application for some spiritual disability benefits, and He's saying to us, now that's not how I operate.
That's not how I operate.
There are no spiritual disabilities here. I am not a disabled God. I am a God that is able. He can't fail, He can't lie, and He can't repent.
Lord Jesus, say that again.
There are three things that God cannot do.
Tell me about which one.
He can't fail, He can't lie,
He cannot
repent.
Ooh, amen.
He cannot lie. What's the last one?
He cannot repent.
And He cannot repent. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know, as Bertha was praying, she said something in her prayer that touched my heart, and then you said something in your statement that reiterated what she said in her prayer, and that was, she said, there's a spiritual shift in the atmosphere. And then you reiterated on that, when you were talking about the intimacy of God, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, he said, loving on my lover.
Loving on my lover. God love on those who love on him. God favor those who favor him. I keep telling people this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a powerful, powerful truth. Sandra, that's a powerful truth. Hallelujah.
I think
God loves on his love. Whoever loves God, God loves on him.
Yeah.
Lamb of God. But loving God ain't just saying, I love God. I love. It's an action word. Love is an action word.
I've noticed that in my prayer time now that after the gathering, after you made that statement, that God requires that his people enter into his presence daily. When I enter in, I'm entering in with an agenda, like the things that I need. But once I get into his presence, it's like my agenda goes out the window. And all I want to do is spend time with my lover. I want to just minister to him. I just want to be in his presence, just love on him. I don't even ask for my agenda. My agenda is going out the window.
My God, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. I tell you, when you see, and that's what we were talking about, the breaking of protocol and what have you. When you get into the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to tell you this, people of God, I've shared this, I believe, before. Hallelujah. If I didn't, I know I've shared it with truth. When intimacy and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, people of God. When true intimacy and your worship takes place, you may miss your next appointment.
Amen. Yes.
You may not be able to get up and leave.
God made me laugh on that one.
Counter. That coitus can become so sweet, praise the Lamb of God. That coitus becomes so sweet until God keep you there. God keeps you there. You don't keep yourself there. God does. You don't have an option.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And time has passed, and you don't even know it. Hours have gone by, and you do not even know that time has lapsed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you come out of that place, you just can't run out the door. You got to recover. Because it's a draining experience. You have given out of your heart and your soul and your spirit to God.
Yes, Lord.
It's a draining experience. You got to recover. You ain't going to just jump up and run out the door.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, I said something there, and I know I did. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We have to come to that place, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That our love, hallelujah, bursts in our spirit to the extent that it excites and ignites something in God that brings us a greater level of his presence.
Yes, I
do. It brings us a greater level, praise the Lamb of God, of revelation. That brings us a greater level, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding of who God is and what he is to us. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
All of this in no book, people. This years of experience. This years of pressing in.
Hallelujah.
This years of trying to understand, Lord, what happens when I do this? What happens? Why does my tongue flip when I get here? Oh, God, you take me into a worship now. My petition has ended. My language has changed.
Yes, Lord.
Songs are coming out of me. I'm worshiping you. Oh, my. See it now, God. People of God, don't pay attention. The Spirit of God is on me. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm giving you all too much. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord, get the offering tray. Giving all my secrets. Let me close my closet door here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. People of God, I'm giving you today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
The relationship between you and God, if you can get to this place we're talking, it ain't going to take much. All it's going to take is your heart. But you got to lose your fear. See, let me tell you what one of the enemies is of you getting in the presence of God. You're scared to go there. You're scared. You're scared of an angel coming to appear before you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're scared. You got to lose the devil. God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
But he's given us a sound mind. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. And power. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got to have a sound mind when you go into the presence. Lord, whatever happened in here, I'm covered in the blood. Let's get with it, Jesus. I'm here.
Yes, praise
the Lamb of God. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. I'm singing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got my word. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm reading the word. I'm reading the one thing that Brady, we jumped over too quick. It says, and I put emphasis on it, but a lot of you didn't grab it. It says, come to him with psalms.
Yeah.
Read the Psalms of David to the Lord. But you ain't reading. We read and we read to ourselves. I read to God.
Oh, my Lord.
I read God.
Thank you,
Word back. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory. My goodness.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all can't get this. Praise God. I don't know what to do. To help you get anywhere beyond, praise the Lamb of God, where you are, because, hallelujah, let me tell you something. When you get it, when you get into this single God expression, and you're there and you're serious, y'all done messed up my points here. Praise the Lamb of God. You're sacred. Praise the Lamb of God. You're sacred, right, Lord? You're serious. Praise the Lamb. Somebody needs to write this down because it's coming out of my spirit. Praise the Lamb. You're sacred. It's a sacred event. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a serious event. Hallelujah. It's a serious event. It's a spiritual event. Worship is a spiritual event. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Worship, to leave the natural, you go into a spirit realm now.
Oh, glory.
Spirit. In the spirit.
Oh,
and in truth. In spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. There's only one spirit, so you can't worship him in spirit.
Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah, yes, Lord.
You can't go in there with all that jacked up stuff, all them other spirits.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Worship him with sincereness. You worship him with singleness. Praise the Lamb of God, of mind. I ain't thinking about nobody else but you, Lord. Singleness of heart, singleness of mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you stuff. Hallelujah. Single, single, single. I'm by myself. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm worshiping him with singleness of heart and singleness of mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lord. Praise God. Woo. Boy, this stuff here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I got one more for you. Y'all want the last one?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Y'all don't act like y'all want to or nothing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See what the next one is.
Keep it coming, prophet. Keep it coming.
Listen. Listen, the last one is worship is a service event.
Yes.
Wow.
Watch this now. Watch this now. See, I told you all this yesterday, praise the day before yesterday, as Lawrence and I was talking, we set this up. The way you think about your worship and stuff is like coming before a king.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, this will get you there, people of God. Now listen to me. when you came, when you had to come before the king, they danced before the king, all that kind of stuff. It was a service unto the king.
Amen.
Presentation. Yeah.
The presentation, that's right. The presentation, hallelujah, was to the king, but it was a service unto him. Praise God. In other words, you're worshiping God. God's not worshiping you.
Oh, wow. Amen.
And never get that twisted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And your worship to God is a part of your reasonable portion of service.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. But because of what Jesus has done and given us this intimacy that we can cry, Abba, Father, that's what makes it so beautiful.
Amen.
Because we go beyond a king and subject, praise the Lamb of God, position to that of a son and daughter in the presence of a holy father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Now, the service is twofold also. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to get here what we're talking about, then you got to be willing, watch this now, praise the Lamb of God, to become a servant.
Yes. Oh, my God.
In other words, right, watch this. Watch this now. Watch this. In this singleness of worship, praise the Lamb of God, in this service of worship, you must be willing, hallelujah, to become silent and listen to what the Spirit's saying to you and then rise up and become the servant.
Yes.
Don't miss that, people.
My Lord.
Don't miss this part. Hallelujah. You must come to a place in your worship where you become silent in the presence of God and receive from him by his Spirit the directives and the instructions. And then you must be willing to get up and walk out of there and perform it. You want me to tell you why? That's where faith comes into play. It's to satisfy or please God without faith. Faith is God. You responded to come in to worship. You got to respond to go back out. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. You responded, you came in, now you got to respond and go out. Your last words to the Lord should be, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because you didn't pray for the kingdom. You asked for let your will be done, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, and all of this. So now God speaks, and you should be able to say, yes, Lord, when you get through with all of your worship.
Yes, Lord.
Because there's an action on the end of it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. God ain't spent all that time with nothing. Praise the Lord. Woo, God, I feel God here today. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus. Man, you better talk, London. You better say something, Lord.
I'm listening to the Lord.
Thank you for
this
your prayer.
This is awesome. That's all I can say. No, it's nothing to say.
Yes, Lord.
In his presence, awesome word.
My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To Jesus. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord here.
I do, too, Prophet. I do.
He going to meet you there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, your name, Lord. Glory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I give you thanks, Lord.
I'm alive.
Heal our wounds. You are the healer. Yes, you are, honey. She made
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thus says the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, to his children today, the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I love and adore you, saith God. And it is I who have drawn you from the house of bondage. I have delivered you and brought you forth, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thus says, I have heard your cries. Hallelujah. I have heard your cries, and therefore have I come unto you. And I have wooed you into my presence, saith the Lamb of God. I have wooed you, O God, even as, hallelujah, a gentleman does his maiden, saith the Lamb of God. I have wooed you, saith the Lamb of God, to bring you into my presence, O God. Yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah, that I might minister unto you, that I might do for you what thou needest, and yea, and what I need you to do, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb today. Glorious God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Glorious Jesus. Ah, God. Yes, God. And I will heal, saith God. And I will deliver even the more, saith God. And I will set free, saith God. And I will bring my holy word to pass that I have spoken, saith the Lamb of God. Every promise shall be fulfilled, saith God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I adore my children when they worship me. Yea, saith the Lamb of God. I adore my children when they come to me, saith the Lamb of God. Worship me. Hallelujah. And exalt my name, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And acknowledge the things that I've done. Hallelujah, saith the Lamb. Glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we love and adore you today. Ah, we give you praise. We give you worship. Ah, undeserving we are. By your blood we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Oh, we lift you high. God, we lift you. Do your Hallelujah. Yes. Atmosphere right here, people of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prophetic atmosphere. Lord. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn. God. Hallelujah. If you got a word, ounce. Lamb of God. Once. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lamb of Hallelujah. Lamb. Hallelujah. One on your dial. Lamb of Hallelujah. The Lord is. Thank you, Jesus. 225. Error code 225.
Hello, Prophet Shakespeare, this is Treva.
Hi, Treva.
Monique. You say hello.
Hey, Prophet. I'm enjoying the presence of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Prayers that I've been.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a love. From the word.
Thank you from the word of God.
Thank you from the word. Thank you from the word. Hallelujah.
Press 4 to disconnect. Press star. Goodbye.
What the heck happened?
Hello?
Yes. Nothing like this.
Hallelujah.
Watson, if you're online, press 1 again, please. The prophet, at least it's the prophet. I don't think you heard him, but he's at least
the prophet. Turn the music down. Thank you. Jocelyn, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, just push 1. Praise God.
Yes, Prophet. How are you? Pastor London. Hello, everyone.
I hear you, Josh. You got to talk up. Your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, now I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. After this is all in order, because after Bertha prayed, what just resonated in my spirit was, Lord, I just want to worship you. And then after that, when you were teaching on worship, and the Lord just wants us to just bask in His presence and to just worship Him. Just worship Him. Because that immediately leaped in my spirit after Bertha had prayed that prayer. It's just, all I could say was, Lord, I just want to worship you. I don't want to do any announcements. I just want to worship you right now. And sure enough, this whole program just kind of flowed in that area of worship. So I just praise God for using you to just and just for you being obedient to hearing Him and to being obedient to His agenda.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome show. Lord Jesus, my God, just the presence of the Lord is just so real here.
Yes,
Father, hallelujah, glory, God.
And, Prophet, is it okay, because I just heard the Lord say that there is going to be a divine visitation. Someone who's listening right now on the line now, the Lord says that there's going to be a divine visitation in your home tonight. And the Lord says not to be afraid, but God says that He's going to show up and it's going to be a divine visitation in your house tonight. And that's the word of the Lord for someone listening on the line right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Who is like our God and our King? Thank you, Lord. There is none. Hallelujah. People of God, we thank you for being here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Yes, God. I know some of us are going to continue this even as we go off the show. Hallelujah. Just bath in the presence of God and worship Him today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord willing, we'll be on tonight. On the page, praise the Lamb of God, so we can release prophecies and things of that nature. As the Lord gives us utterance, praise God. Join us tonight, praise God, 10:30. Hallelujah. And we will be on the page tonight. I love you all. I bless you all, praise God. I'm excited about what God is doing for you right now. That's going to excite your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're molding your future today. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Hallelujah. Let's just go out right in this worship. Praise the Lamb just like this. Turn it up, Pastor London. Hallelujah. Let's just flow on out just like this. Hallelujah. Let's just stay in the worship.